Sit back, relax, and raise a glass. For spirits coming from the past. Sip on salt while your skin crawls with your pre-haunting host having a ball. Trope was all in Washington rule. With guests and spirits in your favorite pools. Gather the others, no hesitating. The moment's approaching, it's now time to sing. Hogs and hogs, hogs and hogs. Crack open the can and fill to the top. Hogs and hogs, hogs and hogs. This is your podcast and it's called Hogs and Hogs.
No matter where you are joining us from, welcome back to our realm. This is the, I don't know where that came from. This is the Haunted Hops podcast. We cover all things paranormal while going completely ballistic on scientific beauty in the form of craft beer from all over the US of A. Thanks to our amazing sponsor, Tavor. Follow us on all social media platforms at Haunts and Hops. Johnny Laquasto here. And hello, everyone. On to the stars of the show. She's a veteran paranormal investigator, a former team member of Ghost Hunters on A&E, a wealth of knowledge who has brand new orange slash red, not brand new, it's a couple of weeks old, but every single week it just gets cooler and cooler. She should be fronting a band right now. Find her at Ashley Trobe. She's Ashley Trobe.
Oh, it's actually Cyndi Lauper, but thank you. Thank you.
Cyndi Bowie.
Well, yeah.
Wait, I want to do a cool thing too. Hang on.
Do it. Oh, there you go. I see your true colors shining through.
Y'all, wait till you see what I'm drinking.
IPA.
No, it's a surprise. You'll see.
I think I have an idea. I think I saw part of the logo, and if it's what I think it is, I'm going to be blown away. Well, completely blown away, because I can't believe there's a beer. Wait, I'm going to wait till you say it, and then I'm going to say what I thought it was, and we'll all talk about how dumb I am. Anyways, she is certified in paranormal investigation and cryptozoology, lifelong connection to the paranormal. And you could watch her one woman show when it becomes available worldwide, as it should be, but it's called 50 Shades of Mix. Follow her at Anastasia Washington or Anastasia Dubs. She's Dude. Anastasia Washington.
Hey guys.
Wait, hold on a second. I already opened it.
Do it.
So I can't. Damn I already it. Opened it.
Oh, that sounded nice.
That was Ashley.
I tried like things.
It worked. It sounded good.
Ashley's going to go last since she's at the beer surprise. So Anastasia, why don't you lead us off?
All right. Well, I am drinking Farmhouse at Sundown Dark Saison from Elder Pine Brewing and Blending Company. It is.
Where is that from, Elder Pine?
It says product of the USA. Gathersburg? MD.
That'd be Maryland.
Gathersburg? Is that a place?
I mean,
Gathersburg?
Gathers.
I can tell you Maryland is real. I've been to Maryland multiple times.
No, Gathersburg.
I got to tell you, I never heard of it, but I mean, how's the beer?
It is very good. It's 6.3% alcohol by volume.
Okay.
It's Gaithersburging her taste buds together.
It's a heavier beer, which I like a heavier beer. So it is nice on a cold day to have a dark, rich, full-bodied beer.
It's so full-bodied it gives you an accent while you're enjoying the scrumptious drink.
That's Anastasia in general. I feel like every beer gives her an accent.
It does, but nobody knows which one.
I still don't.
Our little Irish lass. That's not even Irish. I don't know. I don't know what the hell. I don't know. I'm not good at that one.
We will not hire you for the Irish accent.
No, dear God, don't. It would be a damn shame. I am drinking the Wild Leap craft beer. It's called Alpha Abstraction. It's a double IPA, clocking in at 8.08%. It's from LaGrange, Georgia. And there's a nice looking bull, I think, on the
That's a buffalo.
Well, there you go. I don't work at the zoo. You're right. It's probably a buffalo. I don't know. It's got a tail. It's got four legs.
Or maybe it is a bull. I can't see its little horn.
It's a buffalo.
I think you're right. It's probably, I'd lean buffalo now that
it's
I think about
buffalo.
It.
It's
a buffalo.
Okay. Well,
it's a mark
it's,
buffalo.
You know, it's the wild leap.
A mark buffalo?
It's a mark buffalo.
Yeah, he turns into the Hulk.
He does.
At any moment.
It's the bulk.
It also says volume 14. So maybe this is one of their standards at Wild Leap and they make a new one every year, perhaps. But very delicious 8.0, like I said. And it's a smooth IPA. And I can't complain. And here's a quote, actually. Oh, here's a quote from Sir Mix-a-Lot on the can. This will be good.
Oh.
I want them real thick and juicy. So find that juicy double. And that's the quote. That's
Mix-a-Lot's in trouble. Looking for. It's not a Wild Leap.
Yeah.
To assume there's no anaconda.
No anaconda on this can.
My anaconda.
So Ashley, tell us.
None.
Okay, so I hate cherry. I hate grape. It's a childhood trauma from lots of stupid cold medications like Dimetapp and cherry cough drops as a child. But I love you guys. I love you guys more than I hate medication. So I am going to drink a Warhead Extreme Sour Black Cherry Beer. And
I knew it. I
from where? I want one.
Yeah, I had to really, my friend picked it up for me. I had been telling her for a couple months now that I wanted this. Who is it from? Who is it from? Brewed and packaged by Artisanal Brew Works in Saratoga Springs, New York.
Wow.
And I have been waiting for this, which is really funny though, because I told her when I said I wanted this beer, I was like, get me any flavor but cherry. She said, great. And yesterday she brought it to work and she was like, hey, I got you your beer. It's cherry. And I was like, is now the wrong time to tell you I hate cherry? And my boss was in the room and he was like, that's the first thing you say when somebody buys you a drink. My bad. So
honestly.
Cheers. I'm gonna pull an Anastasia and probably make a face because I really hate cherry, but I'm doing
Oh, you haven't tried it yet.
No. No,
I can't wait.
Y'all, I saved this for you guys for real. Like I've had this for a few days now and I've waited. So
okay, before you drink it, can we ask what's the ABV?
I know it's 5%, but I don't really know any of the other details because I opened
it's
it.
A lot of sour
and I
for
can't
5%. It's extreme sour, it says.
It's malt beverage with natural flavor. it's extreme. Extreme sour. Oh no, Warheads. Oh, like the can
they got a lot of,
that we all have.
They got a lot of balls putting that in the tall boy.
Yeah, it's gonna be a very rough beer, but you know, the things that I sacrifice for this show. So
here we go. Beer's up.
Cheers.
Cheersies. Yes.
Colin, shut up.
Oh, look at that face. Oh, look at that face. Drinking the Black Cherry Warheads Extreme Sour from Artisanal somewhere in Saratoga, New York. And you got to take a bigger sip than that, for God's sake.
More,
you barely
more,
had
any. More.
It's like cherry. It's just really sour.
More,
come on,
more,
it's the Christmas
more.
Season.
Oh, my taste buds are going to fall off.
Is there any joy? Any joy whatsoever? Are your eyes watering?
There's alcohol in it. There's joy.
There's
okay.
That.
Take a big swig. Big swig. Come on, Ash.
Bigger.
Okay.
Bigger.
The cherry isn't what's standing out. It's literally that it's sour. The cherry isn't that bad. It's kind of almost, it doesn't taste like gross cherry. It kind of tastes like just some rando fruit that exists in the universe. But it's just really, your taste buds feel like they're on fire as you take a sip.
Well, we all know Warheads was naturally flavored, of course.
Naturally. Oh, it's in my sinuses.
Wow. Clearing them out.
get it all out of there. Get it all.
Yeah.
I love it.
It almost looks like your nose has turned red.
I look like...
oh, you're struggling.
What's the opposite of Jack Frost? I'm him.
Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer?
Wow, oh, yeah. No. No, what's the fire fucking dude? I'm the fire fucking
no,
dude.
No, what's his name? His name is fire fucking dude.
Yeah, that's it. So
Jesus.
She's safe single, to say, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm single. Who wants to hang out?
You're not gonna get through the whole can, are you?
Mm.
Okay. You don't have to. I really don't want that for your stomach or your body or your
soul. I don't want you to vomit, so
I remember warheads. I'm old enough to know what warheads were from when I was a kid. They're tough. Even a tiny little warhead, they're not easy to get by.
I might die. This is the way I would want to go.
Is it?
That you damn right.
What's so weird is it actually really does not taste like cherry. And I can't figure out what it actually tastes like. And this is coming from somebody that like really hates cherry flavored anything. And I have to say, this is actually really good, but I can't figure out. I don't know. It's kind of like, do you remember those strawberry candies that all of our grandmothers had?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Like,
no, my grandmother didn't have candy. Sorry.
That everybody that Anastasia's grandmother had.
Yeah. You know, the grandmother that would talk to her only when she slept, she was lacking on the candy pieces.
My grandmother barely liked me. She didn't have candy for me.
Oh, that's a different grandmother. Okay, my bad.
Yeah. There was also the ghost one. Yeah.
This this reminds me of
Ghost Grandma.
Ghost Grandma.
I don't know if anybody else remembers this. Maybe some of our viewers will know, but like those weird fucking strawberry looking candies that they would always put with like meat and charcuterie fucking sets from like Welsh.
Yeah. And they were like hard, but then like they would like cave
they were
in.
Chewy in the center.
Yeah.
Yeah, that. Uh-huh. It kind of tastes like that, to be perfectly honest, which I'm actually into. So less cherry, more strawberry, very sour. And I probably am going to have really bad heartburn by the time I finish this.
Well, I think what you do, much like those old strawberry candies, you finish the beer and then you take a big bite out of the middle of the can. And I think it goes down easy.
There it is. You're right. I'll try it.
That's my guess. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay.
But if you want some free beer, it's real simple. Follow Tavour at TAVOUR. Use the code HAUNTS10, that's HAUNTS10, and you will get $10 off your first crate of beer once that crate hits $20. That's right. The best craft beer across the country delivered right to your front door. And we talk every week about how much we love Tavour. We have many, many more beers to come thanks to Tavour from breweries we didn't know existed. It's great.
Like this one.
Like this one.
Yeah. And like Wild Leap.
It's not a wild leap to say that we love Tavour.
It's also not much of a wild leap to say that you need to call us with your paranormal experiences or paranormal holiday stories. 818-660-6191. That's 818-660-6191. Leave us a voicemail. Let us know. We'll play it on the show. We'll discuss. It'll be amazing. It's also time for the Supernatural Scoop. You hit a burp right as we went to the scoop. Trope. I don't even know if we're ever going to have better timing than that ever again.
Okay, well, I thought I could get it already. I heard the sound and I was like,
the artisanal warheads beer has made you lose all bodily control.
But not all, only some.
She totally pooped her pants.
Yeah. You're going to need to exorcise a lot of demons. We're going to need to send you to one of those southern churches where the snakes dance to get that warhead out of you.
That was brilliant. I can't live anymore, you guys. I have to go.
It's seriously, it's hard to follow. What are we going to do?
Okay, let's just move on from that.
Yeah. I don't know how, but you know, the rest of the episode, that'll be the theme. Anytime you got to let one loose, just let one loose. Who cares?
Oh, okay. My abs hurt so bad. I thought for sure, I was just like, yeah, if I do it right now, they're not going to hear it.
Oh, it was so good.
So perfect.
And now it's time for the supernatural scoop.
I can't live anymore. I can't. It's done. It's done.
I think we know what our 1 minute video is this week. It involves nothing paranormal except Ashley's haunted stomach.
Haunts of beer past.
Okay. Oh, it's going to be a great, great feast.
Okay. Well,
supernatural scoop.
Right. We are now going to the Edwardian Pavilion in Derbyshire, where a paranormal investigation group say they have captured photographs which show there to be ghost nurses inside a historic building. So this ghost building nurse. Is 110 years. Yeah, ghost nurses, which is a pretty cool show that we'll probably see on Travel Channel at some point.
For sure. The
building is 110 years old, and it essentially used to be at one point was a hospital. I just sent you the link. It's got the photos. It's a pretty compelling photo. They believe that there are two nurse ghosts in there.
Ghosts?
Oh, I see one.
Me too. I don't see the second one. They believe there are two nurses standing together on the right side of the image. They believe one of the nurses appears to be standing while the other is sitting down. Essentially, they believe that, you know, in the action of taking care of a patient, I guess. I mean, there's something there for sure.
I was thinking she has like her knees up and she's like crying, but maybe I don't see the second one. I'm really
she looks like a little potato sack body with a face.
Yeah.
Just like me. She looks like
either way, it's a really intriguing photo.
It's very creepy. Was there a nurse connection to this place?
Yeah, it was a hospital at one point.
Oh, it was a hospital.
The building was built in. Yeah, the building was built in 1910.
That's a weird thing for them to do. Like, let's make a dance hall or like a music hall out of a hospital. But that's interesting. But yeah, that's a really.
It gets more interesting the further it zooms out. Because at first I was like, yeah, zoomed in. Obviously, it's going to look like a face. But as you zoom out a little bit further, because it shows the photo in this article, zoomed out further and further, it's kind of weird because I can see why they were drawn to that portion of the photo.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
It's interesting.
It was essentially a makeshift hospital during the First and Second World Wars. It was a place where soldiers would spend time recuperating. So much like places in Gettysburg, I've been to a brewery actually in Gettysburg called Battlefield Brewery that is in a barn that was used as a makeshift hospital during the Civil War. And it is haunted as all hell because the people that work there have told me all the things that happened. Much like that, you have this happening here where First and Second World Wars, not every soldier probably survived. And there you go. And apparently you got some nurses there as well.
Wow. It's creepy as hell.
I think it's very interesting. I do not think it's faked, but I also think that it's our brain making us think that we're seeing something that we're not. That's just me in particular. I'm really, really particular about photos. But I also believe that as a paranormal investigator, that when it comes to photographs like this, like you have to be there in the moment to experience what is happening. And so I don't believe in like 98% of photos that I see. So, you know, that's a personal preference. Like it's not to say that it isn't real. It's just, I'm really, really specific about that kind of stuff. So I don't know. I think it's interesting. Fair. The photo is very interesting. I can see where they are seeing that specific thing that they are seeing. But I also think it might be in their head in that sense. And I don't mean it to sound like a dick. I don't.
It's good to be skeptic. I mean, look, I'm not saying it's nurses. I mean, that's a very, very hard proclamation to make, but there is something in that photo that doesn't look like it's part of the structure.
I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God, the comments on this are now, just horrible.
Just I didn't even read them.
Oh.
Oh God, don't.
Yeah. You're always going to get them. Well, there's been a lot of comments on this topic.
Mm.
Let's get into the Galactic Federation. This dropped just a couple of days ago. It involves a retired Israeli general and current professor who basically spilled a lot of tea about aliens.
Did
you guys read up on this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently we're not ready. We're just not ready. They've had conversations and we're not ready. We're not ready to know that there are aliens here.
Okay, but we're not. If we can't handle the fact that there's a pandemic and we still go outside, we are not ready for aliens. That's just a fact.
Oh, I agree. I don't think that we're ready, but I'm just
saying.
We're not
ready for shit.
Maybe I'm ready. Maybe we in this group are ready.
Yeah.
But not like collectively as the world are ready.
We could have one little commune and we'll be fine. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the world is not ready for this. Mostly America is what I'm thinking. Mostly Midwest to Eastern America. Sorry, Quastow. I know you're in Eastern
America. I don't know. I don't think it's just an American thing. I think that if you go into other countries too, I think depending on like the religious nature of each country, I don't know how most people would react to the fact that there is extraterrestrial life. I don't know. I think it would cause a lot of panic. You know, and so many
think about it. You know, we complain about how certain parts of America are way too conservative and way too close-minded. Don't forget, the rest of the world is quite conservative. And like you mentioned, also in a lot of places, quite religious. So the thoughts of aliens walking amongst us. I mean, not everyone has seen Men in Black and enjoyed it. You know what I mean? Like, so yeah, I can see this causing an international scare as well.
Mm-hmm. I love Men in Black.
It's a great.
So throw it out there.
It's funny that they use like the term galactic. What is the actual term that they use? Galactic Federation.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the guy's name is Chaim Eshed, and he basically called it a Galactic Federation. And this guy's legit. He served as the head of Israel's space security program for nearly 30 years, a three-time recipient of the Israel Security Award. He's also directed the launching of 20 Israeli satellites. Damn. And he basically explained that Israel and the U.S. have both been dealing with aliens for years. This guy's 87 years old, came out with a book recently, and he said there's a cooperation essentially between aliens and other countries. He also includes the cooperation says that there's a secret underground base on Mars where there are American and alien representatives. He's saying there's a base on Mars that we are taking part in.
We have Martians.
It's just interesting because I feel like there's been a lot of buzz about Mars lately. And is that like, well, I mean, that's just like, I don't want to go down a conspiracy theory hole, but it's like, so if you're like here, you know, you already have like a station there and there's Martian communication and stuff. And yet publicly everyone's talking about like going to Mars for the first time and doing all this like Mars exploration. I'm just like, is that like a distraction? Is this like a plant? What does that mean? But I do.
Look, on top of that, look, there's everything's fair game on this show. It's okay. I know everyone made fun of Space Force. I made fun of Space Force. There was a Netflix show about it. But is there a coincidence there that Space Force was created, you know, by a 74-year-old man who thought it was necessary because maybe this collaboration is real. And so he decided to come up with a fifth branch of the U.S. Armed Forces. I don't know. Because this guy says that Trump wanted to go he wanted to reveal this whole connection, this whole collaboration, but the aliens in the Galactic Federation were like, nah, girl, let the people calm down first. They don't want to start mass hysteria. They want to make sure that everyone is sane and understands. And his quote is, there's an agreement between the U.S. government and the aliens. They signed a contract with us to do experiments here. They, too, are researching and trying to understand the whole fabric of the universe, and they want us as helpers. There's an underground base in the depths of Mars where the representatives are, and also our American astronauts. So,
I hate it.
They're like, sit down, humans. You're not ready for all this.
That's kind of what I'm laughing about. It's like, we can't fucking take a virus seriously, but like, we're going to handle Martians and we're going to fucking deal with aliens. Like,
with that also,
we can't even stay indoors.
Wouldn't it have been the sneakiest way to like, just be like, when everyone's panicking about something else, just be like, blah.
That's what they've been doing, though. You've noticed they've been like releasing shit about aliens since COVID started.
Yeah, and everyone's like, I don't care. I can't leave my house.
Shocking. Aliens are real. And we're like, yeah, we know. Go figure.
But they haven't shown us. Let's just say that would be different, I guess, you know.
Sure. Well, let's just say that there's something behind this, that there is some truth to this. Like, I couldn't blame the aliens for looking at our country, especially, or Earth in general, and be like, yeah, I think we might make them a little bit nervous. Let's just keep doing our stuff in secret.
I mean, yeah, I could understand. They're like, I don't want to deal with this. Like,
ooh, she's being dramatic. Let's not deal with them.
Exactly.
America is a drama bomb. Let's just hold off for a minute. Oh, there's a fourth monolith. Let's just not bother them with it.
Yeah, I mean, people are dropping joke monoliths right now. Like, I don't think we're ready for real alien behavior.
You know, aliens just invented TikTok and are just making TikTok videos. That's all they're doing. They are the TikTok video.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Right? I agree.
So, of course, someone asked him, why are you choosing to reveal this information now? Eshed explained the timing was simply due to how much the academic landscape has changed and how respected he is in academia. Quote, if I had come up with what I was saying 5 years ago, I would have been hospitalized. Mm-hmm. And he added that today they're already talking differently. I have nothing to lose. I've received my degrees and awards. I'm respected in universities abroad where the trend is also changing. So this is an 87-year-old man who's like, yo, I lived, I succeeded, I kicked ass. Guess what? Have some tea.
He's just like, degaff.
What kind of tea? No, I'm just kidding.
Extraterrestrial tea?
Earl Grey.
Yeah.
Hot.
Hot.
Hot, hot, extraterrestrial tea. Well, yeah, it's trending number one. And wow, and who knows, but it's a great thing to talk about because what the hell? I love it that this guy is still very sharp at 87 years old. He's like, hey, what the hell? What do I care? What are they going to do to me? Guess what? They're here.
They're like, he's like, I want to die anyway. Bye.
He's sharper at 87 than I am in my 30s. That's good for him. Good for him.
How many warhead artisanals has he had in his life? That's the question.
Too many.
That's all he does. He does no water. It's all.
I'm gonna have like the worst heartburn by the time this thing is done.
Ash, do us one favor. Hold the can right next to your head.
It looks like my hair, doesn't it?
Oh my god!
Goddamn right, it does.
Adorable.
Yeah. That looks like my hair color, which is weird because the incredible. Can itself is red, but my hair is very orange. But you can't tell.
I think the beer is actually seeping out to your forehead and your hair. I think that's what's going on.
That might be it.
Yeah.
Really does taste like
sweating the warhead beer.
I'm happy. It's very sour. Oh. I'm going to have the worst heartburn when I fall asleep, just so you guys know, which I'm going to fall asleep immediately after this episode because I work at 4 a.m.
Welcome to your 30s. That's what heartburn
Not
is.
Welcome. I've been in my 30s. You know, I have to say, the first like week into my 30s, literally somebody was like, yeah, you've never heard of the 2-day hangover? And I was like, that's not real. That doesn't happen. Mm. And less than a week into me being 30, I ended up having a 2-day hangover, which I thought was super fake until it happened. And that is unbelievably real and painful and awful. And I was hungover for 2 entire full days where I could not function or do anything.
Well, I don't believe in hangovers, so I don't have them.
Wow. Must
Hooray
be
a- for being a grown up.
Is that what?
So, Anastasia.
Yeah.
Let's talk about sleep. Oh, let's talk about sleep.
Okay. All right. So, I have like weird stuff happen to me in my bedroom a lot. That sounded weird. But what it meant.
Well,
wait, do it again.
We did say, hey, nothing's off limits on the show. If you want to talk about it, it's all right.
This episode is X rated.
Now, I'm going to. I'm going to
NC-17.
I'm going to disclose, or I'm going to preface this with saying that I'm not saying that this is paranormal. What I'm saying is that it's this is not, what happens to me.
It's not normal.
I'm going to say that what sleep stuff, it's hard to really, I don't know. I'm just trying to be.
But don't forget, you've been sleeping oddly since you were a young child. I mean, you've been visited.
Yeah, I have. I used to sleepwalk. I used to sleepwalk and turn on all the lights in my house, which was delightful for my whole household. But as I got older, I had these like residual, like, I don't know what they're called. Basically, I had a cat that used to jump up onto the window above my bed and jump on my head and then jump on the window. And my cat died years and years ago, but I still every once in a while get that. And now I have a cat now, but she doesn't do that. And I still every once in a while feel that, you know, like that. So I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's just like a residual like memory as you're like falling asleep or you're waking up. It could be anything. But what really weirded me out was last week I was falling asleep. And as I was falling asleep, something said, "They're there." And I went, and I just like woke up, freaked out. I was like, what? It was like, there.
Question.
And I went
like a cat.
Now, did you hear this in one ear specifically?
Mm-hmm. I sleep on my side.
Okay.
And so it was like something, it was, and I hate when people like whisper in my ear. Like, I hate that. Like, when people are like right up on you, like, I'm like,
wow, I have years of apologies to issue.
I just don't like that ASMR like feeling. Like, it was too close. It's okay. My mom does it all the time, and it annoys me. And I'm like, but it's my problem, so I don't really put it on other people.
Did it sound like your dad by chance?
No, it sounded like a little girl. I have no idea where this came from, like at all. It was like a little girl saying there, and then tapping me, and I was like, and I like woke up with a start. Okay. I was like,
the wrong time to say that I was at your house last night.
No, it's the perfect time. Last night was not when it happened, Ashley. So
that makes it creepier.
There's a lot of things Ashley Trobe would say. I'm fairly certain there are two words that have never been uttered from Ashley Trobe's mouth.
Isn't that the weirdest thing though? Like, I have no idea. I don't think.
Okay.
That's
how about this? I think the cat thing, I think we could chalk that up to residual tactile
memory. Yeah. Like some kind
information
of
to the body or memory. Yeah.
Right.
The voice. Did you happen to watch anything that you can think of recently that maybe involved, because you watch a lot of weird shit. We all know this.
I do, but like this week, I mean, this is going to be too honest, but I've been watching a lot of Real Housewives, so it's not even like on brand for me this week. I have no idea where this came from, you know, like, and again, like when you're like in that weird in between dream state, I have, you know, like, I feel like that's very hard to say that it's anything, right? But that freaked me the hell out. And like the cat thing, I also had one time where I felt like a cat like laid on me, like the tactile memory, and then just went rawr, meow, and woke me up. and I didn't Jeez. Have a cat. So I don't know. I just don't know. Like, I have no idea. Maybe I just have really lucid memories or lucid dreams. Cat. I don't know. I have no idea. Because I do have
cat weird dreams.
I have cat dreams. But I do have like weird sleep stuff, like you were saying. Like when I go into a dream, when I fall asleep, I fall. I literally like fall like in a video game, like into my dream every night.
What? Like the sunken place?
Yeah, I guess. I feel like it's more like a video game where it's like I'm falling and then I'm in the dream. I told this to my hypnotherapist and she was like, God, creatives are weird. I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are weird.
It's like, weird. It's like you're in a Mario Brothers game and you missed the jump and you're like, oh, here goes a dream again.
You're like, ah, no. Boom. Okay, level one. Let's go.
Yeah. Get the mushrooms. There's a mushroom right there.
This is all a simulation.
Adley, what do you think? I mean, have you ever come across anyone who
is crazy like me?
Well, you know, whether it be the there or whether it be the multiple times she's felt a cat on top of her, whether it be meowing in her face or jumping off of her. You're a cat owner. Have you ever had that happen?
Yeah, my cats are always jumping on my face. So yes.
No, but what about when the cats aren't there?
Well, it's kind of interesting because I feel like one of the things that was mentioned is those things happening in dreams as well. And I told you guys recently about how I had that premonition come true in my dream where I had a dream about it and then it came true in real life. And it's interesting because the human brain is incredibly fascinating in the fact that we can somehow have these premonitions or these nightmares or these dreams or whatever it may be that make all of these things feel real or become real or whatever it is. I've had tons of experiences, of course, like Anastasia has, where, you know, I think my cat is jumping onto the bed and they're not, or I've woken up in the middle of the night thinking someone was in my bedroom and they're not. And I don't know, it's really interesting because the brain itself is so intriguing in that way. Do I still believe in the paranormal? 100% yes. But I also think that our brain has a huge part of all of the stuff that's happening that is making us feel this way. And I don't know how to explain, you know, what Anastasia is dealing with or what I was dealing with when I've had those dreams where the thing came true afterwards. I have no clue. I don't know. It's really interesting. And I always love hearing about this stuff because it makes you wonder, like, I don't want to say how high is our intelligence, but like, where is our brain in that level that we are having these things happen, that we can predict things or feel these things while we're not conscious? That's pretty amazing to me. So
the mind is gonna so say weird. I thought you were going to say how many ghost cats are jumping all over Anastasia. That was my question personally.
That's it.
Ghost cats.
It's just me.
It's our newest cartoon. Tune in.
Yeah. Coming soon to TikTok. You know, the alien platform.
Sponsored by Mars.
Yeah. I mean, I think the there one, though, who knows? With your sensitivity and your past experiences, who knows? Maybe it could have been a spirit. I mean, how old is your house? Is there any kind of weird history with your house?
Just racism.
Yeah, there's plenty of that. My house is built in 1955. I don't know about any of the previous owners. There was only one previous owner. So that would be interesting to know. I don't know.
You have a very powerful brain. So your brain just could be, you know, in times of stress, we also get very, very creative. Like, I've had dreams in my life where I've been shot 3 or 4 times, and every time it was essentially the same dream, but every time it happened during college, Because, you know, when we're young, we don't know how to handle stress. And so I was like uber stressed out during physical therapy school. And I would have this dream at least three times where I would end up getting shot. For some reason, every time Busta Rhymes was hanging out with me in the dream. That's just neither here nor there.
What? Wait, does Busta Rhymes stress you out? Or does he call me?
No. No, I love hip hop. And during college, I subscribed to the Source magazine. So I would get the magazine every month. And I listened to a lot of Busta Rhymes in college. And so I think that's why. But the person who shot me every time, I couldn't see their face. I think it was just stress shooting me in the ribs, being like, yo, calm down, idiot.
Didn't Busta Rhymes do a song on the Rugrats movie?
Yes, he did.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Good pull, Ash.
It was really good. I want to throw it out there. But it's a very good album, the Rugrats movie soundtrack.
It's probably the most important thing that we've ever said on this program.
They had some bangers, and Busta Rhymes definitely did a song on it, and it was really good.
Our promo clip this week is going to be Ashley belching multiple times and Rugrats mentioned. There it is.
I love that, bro.
Peek me.
Have you heard of the whole like theory about Rugrats, though? Really creepy theater theory that Angelica is the only one alive and everyone else is all the babies are dead and they're and that she's communicating with them.
I've heard that about Ed and Eddie, but not about Rugrats.
Yeah, that Phil and Lil are twins and male and female because it was a miscarriage and nobody knew which baby was actually going to be born, so she separated them and made them female and male. And then the reason why Tommy's dad is always building toys is he's building toys for the baby that would have been and that Chucky died in the accident with his mom. And that Angelica is like obviously sensitive and she can talk to all the babies. It's the creepiest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. It's so weird.
It's similar to the Ed and Eddie. Hang on. Ed and Eddie.
I've never watched Rugrats and I don't really think I'm gonna, you know, I was just about to get on it. I was about to start at season one or whatever the hell seasons are, but not anymore. Who the hell are Ed and Eddie?
It was a cartoon for Cartoon Network back in the 90s. And the idea is that the TV show was it's a group and a kid of kids in this cul-de-sac and just everyday kid behavior bullshit. Doing random things that were very relative to what we were doing as kids. The theory is that they're actually dead. The ideas that they came up with to talk about the fact that these kids were dead starts to become pretty realistic. One thing is that all the characters that are children have green tongues, and that's very basic and stupid, but no one else anyone that isn't a child doesn't have green tongues, which is really weird. And so the kids also, they don't ever communicate with the adults in the show. Like there are adults, but they never have like a one-on-one conversation. It's always the adults are talking about something and the kids are talking about something and it just kind of pairs up, but they're never talking to each other. And as they go through like all these theories, it kind of becomes pretty interesting. Like the summer is endless, right? It's always in summer. The whole entire TV show takes this in the same place as the cul-de-sac. They never leave the cul-de-sac this entire show. And this show went on for years. It goes on. It's really interesting. I recommend check out the TV show. It's really cute and fun. But also, like, once you start reading about the fan theories, I watched that show as a kid growing up. I loved Ed and Eddie. That was like my show. I thought that was the funniest and most fun thing. But as I read the fan theories, I was like, oh, this actually really legitimately makes sense and could be actually true. And I'm not into conspiracy theories. I know you guys know that. But like this one is really interesting.
One about a cartoon. I love it. Ashley, tell people about yourself.
My name is Ashley. I'm drinking a sour. I hate black cherry. I'm also drinking another beer because alcohol.
Party
you can find me at Ashley Trobe on all the socials, and I love to fall asleep during important things, which you guys learned during last week's episode.
Boom. Anastasia.
You can find me at Anastasia W on Twitter, at Anastasia Watch on Instagram, Anastasia TV for if YouTube. If you're nasty, or if you're not, still follow me. I have a lot of stuff coming up with the Pack Theater, so check that out, and comedy and stuff, and happy holidays season, y'all.
There we are.
Holiday season.
I am at Jay Quasto on all socials, and we may be posting some stuff on the TikTok because we know aliens are running it. We might as well jump on board. So follow us on TikTok, find us, and we might be posting stuff. Other than that, we're at Haunts and Hops on all social media platforms. Of course, use Tavor, use the code, get $10 off your beer with the code HAUNTS10, and call us 818-660-6191. Leave us your holiday paranormal experience. And with that said, it's time to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
There.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, tell a couple of friends, and please rate and review the show on whatever platform you're listening on, especially if it's iTunes and Apple Podcasts. We appreciate you.